Abby Cuellar, August 20th, 2008, New Britain, Connecticut. Tell me about the first one. Tell me about your major league debut.
My major league debut. Well, by accident, I flew into Minnesota when I shouldn't have been in Minnesota. And I flew in for the last game there, and the traveling secretary saw me. He goes, "What are you doing here?" I go, "Well, they told me to leave, so I flew into Minnesota." He goes, "We're getting on a plane today. We're flying to California or Seattle." I said, "Well, I'm here." So sat in the bullpen, and we got on a plane after that game and flew to Seattle. And I don't know which game. I can't remember exactly which game, but I pitched probably the seventh or eighth inning. We were getting beat, and fortunately for me, I faced three guys I had faced in the minor leagues because Seattle was in the PCL like we were, which was the Texas Rangers in Tucson. And I faced two guys that I knew, and I'd gotten them out in the minor leagues, so I figured out I'd get them out in the big leagues, and I did, and I pitched one scoreless inning.
You struck one out. Do you remember who it was?
No, I really don't. It's been a long time. I really don't. It was the ironic thing, if you look back on what that day was, now 30-something years later or whatever, 31 years later, was that I ended up being a pitching coach for Seattle, too. And that was the first place I pitched at, was in Seattle.
Okay. Do you remember the excitement of being called up?
I remember the excitement in the sense that that year in big league camp, I was the last one cut. I was the last one sent down. Very, very last one. In fact, I wasn't supposed to get sent down that year, but unfortunately, that was the year Lenny Randle punched out Lucchesi. Okay, so they had to keep somebody around or keep him on the list or whatever, and I got sent out. But the excitement was being back in, you know, with some people I'd met in spring training. I really didn't know. I mean, I just wanted to play some baseball, and I got lucky enough to get to the big leagues, and there was people I knew from spring training, type of guys I played with, and the fortunate thing for me, there was a lot of veteran guys on that team that were really, really nice people, you know, and they took real good care of me.
Who were some of those veterans?
A guy named Darrell Knowles, a guy named Paul Lindblad, I can't remember another name, but they were veteran guys in the bullpen. I still remember when I was warming up in Seattle that they were, slow down, Bobby, and you know, they were talking to me the whole time I was warming up, and, you know, it was a good time.
Looking back, you say 35 years you've been in this game. Mm-hmm. Is that a factor still? I mean, you just got to tell me you had four games. Mm-hmm. But those four games, did that affect your life? Did that affect you in this game?
No, not really. You know, when I signed, as I told my father, in 1974, when I signed a baseball contract, professional baseball contract, was, "Dad, I don't know what's going to happen, but whenever they let me go, it won't be because I didn't work hard at it." And I guess that was the only thing I knew how to do, even when I was little. So it didn't really affect whatever I did. I was just happy to be in the big leagues. I didn't really understand why. I didn't understand very much back then. I do now better, but you know, it was just a matter of me trying to work as hard as I could and trying to get an opportunity. Even when I signed, I never really thought about playing in the big leagues. I just wanted to play some baseball because that's all I'd done all my life. And luckily, I spent a long time in it.
When you, the next year, you go to spring training, you're on the 40-man when you go?
Well, yes. Unfortunately for me, I hurt myself. I got married that year. That next February in 78, and I went to winter ball. And unfortunately for me, I did not a very smart thing. I needed some money. I didn't have very much money, and I went to winter ball. So I pitched a little bit too much, and I hurt myself a little bit, and I didn't understand the rules very well. And I came to spring training, and I wasn't really 100%, but I pitched anyway. I didn't pitch very well, and I got sent out to AAA real quick. So, you know, there's things you learn in baseball, and that was the first one I learned about.
Do you regret that now?
Oh, yeah, I regret it. I regret it in the sense that I didn't tell somebody I was hurt. But back then, it was, you know, it was a little bit different than it is now, you know. But, I didn't know all the rules like a lot of players know all the rules. I didn't really want to tell anybody because I wanted to try to make a team. And, unfortunately, it hurt me because I didn't pitch well at all.
Okay. Tell me about Alice, Texas.
Well, Alice, Texas is a little town in South Texas where I grew up and still live at. You know, it was small. It was an oil town when I was growing up, and, you know, it come and goes just like the oil goes. And I played Little League there and, you know, played my high school ball there and got lucky. And my senior year in high school, we went to state